An interim legislative committee will continue a study of behavioral health services in North Dakota. In the previous interim, a consultant issued a report about how North Dakota handles services for the mentally ill and also substance abuse. The Schulte report was the basis for some bills passed in the 2015 legislative session, but advocates say there's more work to do.
You don't change an infrastructure like behavioral health services in 2 years. This is a very long-term challenge.
Fargo Democratic Representative Kathy Hogan will chair the Interim Human Services Committee, which is going to study the issue.
We have way too many people with mental health issues in jails. We have way too many people with mental health calling 911 and getting ambulance service. We have people receiving service in inappropriate ways, and we can address it in North Dakota.
Hogan says the Schulte report did get lawmakers and the public engaged in the issue.
One of our first steps is going to be to really say, okay, what are the needs, and let's look at the data.
Pamela Sagnis is director of the Behavioral Health Section of the North Dakota Department of Human Services.
Sometimes things are situational as far as, like, what region is struggling with what issue. For example, transportation might be a significant issue in a rural area, but not be a significant issue in another area. So I think one of the things is that we have to really identify what problems exist where so that we can look at what those solutions are. But it's also important that we look at solutions that are found to be effective and that will be effective for the populations that we serve.
Sagnis says she'd also like to see more of a focus put on prevention.
Our systems have historically been quite heavy, focused on treatment and also on recovery, and we certainly need to put focus there and continue to build recovery supports. But there is a lot of opportunity for us to grow prevention and early intervention services and hopefully decrease the need for treatment in the first place.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.